From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 948th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Jim Reeves.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of coal. He said, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door.
Hey!
Texas, a state I dearly love. The wide open spaces all around me, the moon and the stars up above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to Dixieland. My pocketbook is empty, my heart is full of pain. 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train. Doodly, doodly, doodly.
Thank you, folks, and a great big hello and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Starring tonight, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, String Bean, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And we're real happy tonight to welcome some old friends of the Grand Ole Opry, Charlie and Ira, the Louvin Brothers. Lots of music and fun for you on the Grand Ole Opry tonight, so we'd better keep it rolling right along, and that will do. How about a fine welcome for our favorite foursome, the Jordanaires, doing Honeycomb? Fellas!
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee makes the honey, and the honey's looking for a home.
And they called it Honeycomb,
and they roamed the world, and they gathered all on the honeycomb, into one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from a million trips.
Made my baby's lips so
honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own.
I took a hank of hair and a piece of bone and made a walking, talking honeycomb.
Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a little wife like honeycomb. And the Lord said, now that I've made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard.
What then? Well, he made a little bird.
And he waited all around till the end of spring. And every note that the bird is singing, and he put them all into one sweet tone.
For my honeycomb.
Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own.
I took a hank of hair and a piece of bone. He made a walking, talking honeycomb.
Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a little wife like honeycomb. Honeycomb.
The Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm going to look all around for a little old worm. Sounds about sweet like turtle dove. And I guess I'm going to call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere. Love from here, love from there. Put it all in little old part of my baby's heart.
Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own.
I took a hank of hair and a piece of bone and made a walking, talking honeycomb.
Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a little wife like honeycomb.
The Jordanaires, wonderful fellas, thank you. Like all of you, we have long admired and enjoyed listening to a pair of the finest singers in the country music field. They sing great and they write great. They have given us, writing-wise and singing-wise, some mighty wonderful country and sacred songs. let's have a fine welcome home hand for Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers. Yeah. Gents, come right over here, will you? Who's going to do the talking? Charlie, you or Ira?
Well, Jim, I guess I will.
Oh,
how you doing?
Ira, fine, man, fine. And welcome back to you guys. How about bringing all of us up to date? Where have you been and what have you been doing?
Oh, well, that'd take a lot of talking, but I'll say that we've been doing radio and television network in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Louisiana, and touring the United States and Canada.
Well, that's been keeping you pretty busy. But we're glad you stopped off at the Grand Ole Opry, and I think it's about time you sang for your supper. Ready?
Thank you, Jim, very much. We'd like to do one entitled, I Wish You Knew.
I wish you knew how hard I try to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine, since you've let another beat my time.
If only half the things were true you say about my heart, then I could have forgotten you since we've been apart. You said I forced my lips to kiss you when we said goodbye, and you even said I forced the tears that came into my eyes.
I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine. Let
another beat my time. There's not a thought that could be worse than knowing that you're gone. But in the picture in your mind, I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms the way I've been with you. But the way I cry for you at night, I only wish you knew.
I wish you knew how hard I try to tell you, how hard I try to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I try to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine, since you've let another beat my time. Hey!
Say, Jim, well, here Thanksgiving's come and gone. Christmas is on the way. Do you realize that 1957 is almost over?
I sure do, Grant.
And do you know the Prince Albert smoking tobacco I'm smoking right now is just as good and tasty as what I smoked at the beginning of the year?
Why, sure, Grant. That's because you can depend on PA the whole year round to be tasty. Always that consistently rich, natural tobacco taste. To be comfortable. Always that slow, lazy-burning pipe full of fella looks forward to enjoying. To be fresh. Always fresh.
Oh, that's the tenderest thought I've heard all night, Jim. Now, you Makin's men, Prince Albert's sure for you, too. With Tasty PA, you roll yourself a rich-tasting, smooth-smoking cigarette every time.
Pipe smoker or Makin's man, this year and next, you can depend on Prince Albert for the smoking comfort and natural tobacco taste a fellow wants when he lights up. Enjoy America's number one smoking tobacco, Prince Albert. It's square dance time at the Grand Ole Opry, and the old fiddle's going. It's the Red Hayes and Mississippi Sawyer with the Cedar Hills doing the dancing.
Oh, by the right, or by the left. Wait, oh, baby, baby,
bird cake, bird house, no wind. Oh, I
out and come up again. Oh, still the walk, the whole night, yes. Hey! Marmalade it, marmalade it, get out.
Our good friend Jimmy Davis has given us a very unusual song of faith that we'd like to do for you tonight. Here are the thought-provoking words and wonderful melody of Supper Time.
Many years ago in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home. It's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Some of the fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time. When my mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home now, Jimbo, it's supper time." Ah, gee, but I'd like to hear those words again. But you know, for me, time has woven the realization of a truth that's even more thrilling, and that's when the call comes from the portals of glory to come home. It's supper time. When all God's children are gathered round the table with the Lord Himself, that's the greatest supper time of all.
Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Thank you very much. Well, sir, a good buddy of mine from the RCA Victor label is warming up some choice pickings, so what do you say we make room and make welcome for Chet Atkins? Chet!
Thank you.
Chet Atkins and Hidden Charm. Mighty fine. That takes us right to a gal who has never hidden her charm. I'm talking about the Grinder Switch version of Gangbusters' cousin, Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, so the biggest news at Grinder Switch today was the big snow we had down there. Oh, we were so surprised when we woke up this morning and there was that snow all over the ground. I hope it don't get as bad as it did last year. Last year, the snow one day was so deep that Brother had to jack up the cows to milk them. He did, sure enough. Well, sir, Salina Buttlescut up there at Grinder Switch, y'all know Salina and Uni, her husband. Well, sir, Salina's got a car. Rather, she's got Uni's car, and she's trying to learn to drive it, and she ain't doing no good at all. Her and that car don't seem to get along at all well. In fact, they haven't been able to stay together on several occasions. And the other day, she got so mixed up, she ended up by ramming the car right straight into the house and ended up with the car right there in the sitting room. And when Uni, her husband, come home, he was so mad. Ooh, he said, how in the world did you manage to get this car in the sitting room? And Salina says, well, it won't easy. She said, when I come in through the dining room, I had to make a right turn. That's right, you know. That's like that time that fella come in town down there at Grinder Switch trying to sell Brother one of these newfangled 1958 cars. You know, one that's got all them automatic things on it, you know, automatic gear shift and power steering and power brakes and... And this year that he showed Brother, it had some kind of a thing on it that when it commenced to rain, the top would come up all by itself.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, it did, and the windows would just close up. Oh. Brother wouldn't have none of it. He said, I'll not have no car that's smarter than I am. That's like that time Uncle Nabob got one of them fountain pens they said it right underwater. Uncle Nabob liked to drown himself in the horse trough before he remembered he couldn't write no way. But we had an awful big time for Thanksgiving at Grinder Switch. Oh, we had an awful nice time. I was telling Jim Reeves back there just now. I said, Jim, ain't it nice to sit down at the table with a big turkey on a platter? And Jim says, no, I'd rather sit down on the sofa with a little pigeon on my lap. But we had a nice time at Grinder Switch, and we did something this Thanksgiving we hadn't done before. The Orson Tugwells, you know, they've got a lot of young'uns. I reckon Ms. Orson Tugwells got about a dozen and a half little young'uns, you know. Well, there's a passel of them there. And, sir, they never have been able to get a turkey big enough at Thanksgiving for all them little young'uns. So this year, all of us at Grinder Switch got together and got a great big old turkey and took it over there to the Tugwells' house. And when one of them little Tugwell young'uns seen us bringing that great big old bird in there, he took one look at that turkey and he come a running in there where his mammy was. He says, Mammy, we can do away with that baby crib. Somebody's done killed a stork. Fine ass, see you next week.
Minnie, before you go, what was it Hedgie said about Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Hedgie says Prince Albert is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
You know, I like that. And I guess every fella has his own special way of referring to Prince Albert. Once you enjoy PA, by golly, you find out Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, then brings it out even richer and finer and tastier. Yes, sir, for a fellow who wants a pipe full of smoking comfort and natural tobacco flavor, Prince Albert's the natural choice.
And Hezzy says it's wonderful for making men, too.
Sure is, Minnie. PA's crimp cut. It lets a fellow roll a smooth smoke. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around. Lets him enjoy that same fine Prince Albert taste. Yes, sir, pipe smokers and making men go for the comfort and taste of the national joy smoke, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now, how's about another fine song from our guest stars, Charlie and Ira, the Louvin Brothers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jimmy.
Ira, you're going to do the talking again, huh?
Yeah, I guess I might as well.
Wonderful. Then I'll ask you if you're going to sing one of the old favorites of mine or if you're going to do one, a new one that's a real favorite with me.
Well, Jim, not too old and not too new. When we were touring Canada with you, you said you liked this song. We sang it on the shows, and so we'll sing it. Call Me.
Good.
Call me just once in a while to let my heart know you're all right. Darling, if you can't come by, oh, call me just once in a while. I'll read your letter for an seems sweeter than before, and then the last one you sign, always a friend, always wind up crying again. Call me just once in a while to let my heart know you're all right. By. Oh, call me just once in a while. Call me just once in a while.
Charlie and I are the Leuven Brothers. Great to have you back for this visit, and don't get too far away or you'll miss one of the Opry's more spectacular moments. Here's the spectacle we're talking about, String Bean, right there.
Well, fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost run me crazy. Well, I guess you think my pretty little miss that I can't live without you, but I'll let you know before I go care my little about you. We'll fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost run me crazy. Well, every time I go that road, it's always dark and cloudy. And every time I see that gal, I always tell her howdy. We'll fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost run me crazy. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, apple grown white oak tree, river all gold and brandy. The girls around old Nashville sweeter than candy. We'll fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost run me crazy.
We feel very fortunate to have had the chance to record for RCA Victor a beautiful new song. We hope you like our song about Anna Marie.
Tonight, while the snowflakes are falling, here in my dreams I can see the white cherry blossoms of Chamonix with Anna Marie. Anna Marie, Anna Marie, my heart remembers and sighs C'est vous, c'est vous, mi ami beaucoup, I miss you. My love was pledged to another, but I knew as I crossed the sea that I'd never love any other as I love my Anna Marie. Anna Marie, my heart remembers and sighs. C'est vous, c'est vous, mi ami beaucoup, I miss you, Anna Marie.
I miss you, Anna
Well, it's been wonderful being with you tonight on the Grand Ole Opry. It's been wonderful singing for you, and we hope you have enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, we'll come calling for you again in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Cowboy Copas, and right beside him will be his special guest, Johnny Cash. Till then, this is Jim Reeves saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.
WSM in Nashville, Tennessee.